Hello?
Hi, Salvatore. Okay, I'm gonna conference you in now, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
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 Okay, great. Now we're all on the line.
Right, hi, I'm Kimberly with Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. How are you?
Okay.
Right, may I please have your name?
Salvatore Papa.
Can you spell your last name?
P-A-P-A.
And may I please have your phone number?
Yes, it's area code 267 889 0763.
Okay, and you're applying for services for yourself, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, so I now need to obtain some personal information. Please note that we will not speak to anyone in regarding your application without your written or verbal permission. Right. May I please have your date of birth?
Yes, it's 6/9/1966.
Right. And may I please have your Social Security number?
Yes, it's 1-67-62-3383.
And may I please have your address?
Yes, I just recently moved into a friend's house, so this is where I'm going to be staying. It's
Okay.
4333 North 9th Street.
Right. And the city and zip code?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Zip code is 19140.
All right, and what was, do you remember your previous address?
2601 North Broad Street.
Right, did you have another one before that?
Nine, I think it was either 907 Hamilton Street.
Okay. All right. So you do have a case with us. Is it okay for me to discuss your case information along with Abigail?
Yes.
All right. Do you mind if I place you guys on a brief hold while I take a look at the case?
No, I don't mind.
Okay.
This way, I'd rather have her hear everything because sometimes I don't remember things.
Okay, no problem. Did you want to add Abigail as an authorized representative to your case?
If she'll allow it.
Yes, that would be a good idea.
All right. And regarding
I
with
don't want to say
Abigail.
I didn't want to say yes or no. She's on the line, so if she would have said no, how could I get mad?
No, you're good.
All right. One second. And just to verify, Abigail, your company is a home care agency?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you'll be listed as information only, which means you'll be able to call in, check the status. If you need to cancel or reschedule, you can make those changes. And also, if Salvador get a new number or a new phone number, you can let us know, and we'll be able to update that as well.
Okay. Great.
Right. So I'm going to place you. Oh, before I do, I'm going to have you spell out your last name.
Okay, it's Martin. Me?
Okay. Yes. No. Abigail. All
Yes,
right. And
Martin.
then.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Martin.
Okay. And then may I please have your company address?
Yes, it's One Winding Drive, Philadelphia, 19131.
Thank you. All All right. Do you mind if I place you guys on a brief hold while I take a look at the case?
Sure.
All right. Hold on, please. Hello?
Hello.
Thank you so much for holding. I appreciate your patience. All right. So, yes, so you have a case with us. So your case was closed because we never received the form from your doctor.
I don't know why they told me that they sent that they sent it to you.
Okay, they need to send in the form before the assessment is scheduled?
Well, here's the thing. He already had his assessment. This was back in October. Now, he will need to do a reassessment, but usually we'll do that after we get the form from the doctor.
Okay.
Because you don't know how long that takes.
So, Salvatore, I did have someone try reaching out to you way back, but they have been they haven't been able to get through. So I'm going to have them try to call you again.
Okay.
So once this is filled out and they can get through to you, then we can move forward.
Okay.
What's the name of your doctor?
I'm not even sure.
I'm going to have someone from the telehealth company at New York Best Medical fill it out.
Okay. All right. Once we get the form from the doctor, then that will reopen the application, and then we would need to schedule the reassessment, where the enrollment broker will complete the application for Medicaid over the phone. They'll ask how much she makes per month and where it comes from.
Okay.
Great. Was there anything else I can assist?
Will I have to get my reward letter or no?
Well, I mean, eventually, once it's proven that you're medically eligible, then we send everything to the county assistant office, and then they'll ask for financial proof of income.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Because I already know they know everything, so I'm not worrying about any of that. I just didn't know if I had to personally go down and ask them for it again.
Well, what's going to happen is if they need anything, they'll send a letter with the list of items that they need.
Oh, okay. So they'll give me a couple of days to like a month to get to get my information that I need.
Right. You will have time to gather those documents, but once we get the form from the doctor, that's when the ball will start rolling regarding your application.
Okay,
oh,
and
okay.
How about the assessment with the area agencies on aging? Will he still need to have that, or that was done also?
One second. That was completed August 18th.
Oh, wow, amazing.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, and do you know exactly which financial documents you will need to send in?
Not yet, because we don't know if he's medically eligible or not. Usually they'll ask for 2 to 5 years' worth of bank statements. It just depends on what he put on the application for Medicaid.
I'm on Social Security.
Okay, so most likely do you have like a bank account?
No, I do not have a bank account. The only thing I have is the proof that how much they give me a month.
Do you get your money on like a Direct Express card?
Yes.
Okay, so most likely they're going to want like a current printout of that Direct Express to show that you get that certain amount per month.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, and so did you have a bank account open within the last 5 years?
And the last one I had, they let me have my bank account for a month, then they closed it down because of me living in the shelter. They said I cannot have a bank account living in the shelter. So
when,
now since I moved...
When was that?
like a year ago.
Okay, and then before that you had an open bank account?
I used to... But they closed, my ex-wife withdrew everything and left me with nothing, so I winded up going into the shelters.
Okay. Well, what you can do is write a hardship letter explaining what you just said regarding your old bank accounts, if they do ask. That way they'll get an understanding on what's going on and if you're not able to obtain those documents.
Now, since I... moved into a house, I'm planning on next month, after my check comes in, to go open up another bank account, since now I have a permanent address.
Okay. All right. Well, then you'll just be prepared to gather copies of those bank statements as well. But they will send a letter of a list of items that they may need.
Okay.
Great. Was there anything else I can assist you with?
Okay, because the house I live in does not have a ramp to come into the house.
Once you do get approved for services, then you'll let the insurance company know, and then they should be able to accommodate you once you get approved.
Oh, okay.
All right. Was there anything else I could assist you with?
No, that was it.
All right. At the end of the call, if you'd like to complete a survey, it is optional.
Okay.
That's okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker, and you guys have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right, bye.
Okay, hi. So, Salvatore, you still
yes.
there?
Yes.
Okay, so what I would suggest doing is now someone's going to call you from New York Beth Medical. So just look out.
Okay.
It's going to be a New York number, okay? So if
okay.
you see an unfamiliar number, just please pick up. They're going to fill out your form. And like this, hopefully you'll get approved from Maximus once that's done. We also,
okay.
you're going to need to have a phone call with them for a reassessment because your case has been open for a while and they need to reassess you. But it seems
yes.
like you will be eligible. After that,
I mean, I have the vertigo, I have a heart condition, and
right.
things like that. So there shouldn't be a problem.
Right. Okay. So with that, I would say to start collecting the financial documents so that you can
okay.
send them in right away, and
right.
we won't have to wait so long for the county.
Right. I mean, the county already knows everything, so I'm not worrying about any of that.
Okay. But they will have to receive your financial documents.
Right.
So, like the broker said, it is the direct express statements from, it's the last few statements. You're getting it as a direct express card? You're getting it on a card, or you have an account from them?
I have a card.
And they're not submitting it into an account, correct? It's straight to the card?
It goes straight to the card, yes.
Okay, so you're going to need, please write this down, okay? Because you're going to need to send this in.
Okay.
Do you have a way of writing this down, or maybe your friend can help you so this can get done?
Right now, he's not here.
Okay. Are you able to note it and you'll have it?
Yes. Hold on for 1 second. Let me just grab
sure.
it.
Sure.
Okay. I got a pen. Let me just make sure this writes. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. You're going to need to contact Direct Express and ask them for
okay.
the statements from the last 3 months.
Okay.
Okay. And you will also need, like you said, you had a bank account open.
Right.
Either you would need the statements from that bank account, but we don't seem to know exactly what those are and what happened. So you can write up a hardship letter, like the broker said, stating exactly what happened with your ex-wife and what happened with the bank account and that you don't have access to that account anymore. And
okay.
you will need a sign with your name, your date of birth, and your Medicaid number so they have who to define the letter with, and then they
okay.
can approve you. Okay?
Okay.
Let me know if you want me to repeat any of that.
No, I got it all down.
You got it? Okay,
yes.
Just so if you can add your name, birthday, and Medicaid number.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you so much for everything.
Yeah, sure. No problem, Salvatore. Let's be in touch, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Sure. Bye-bye.